USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. In Arizona, the Democrat wins. Republican Martha McSally concedes the Arizona Senate race to Democrat Kristen Sinema after a vote recount, which has gone on now for a week since the midterm election. McSally on Twitter saying, "Congrats to Kristen Sinema. I wish her success. I'm grateful to all those who supported me in this journey. I'm inspired by Arizonan spirit, and our state's best days are ahead of us." To the wildfire crisis now in California, where three wildfires still not contained. At least 31 people killed, almost 7,000 homes and businesses destroyed. As for the situation in Malibu and the surrounding area, Fire Chief Chris Anthony says,
"Our weather is far less predictable than it has been in the past. We're seeing greater extremes. We're seeing longer stretches of red flag warnings with these really strong, strong winds."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
Switching gears now to the economy, the very latest on gas prices. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the national average has fallen to $2.68 per gallon. That reflects a savings of millions of dollars.
Americans are shelling out nearly $100 million per day less on gasoline than they did in early October. That's because the national average is down about 23.5 cents per gallon in the last month. It stands at $2.68 per gallon.
New details emerging about the death of the Washington Post journalist killed at the Saudi embassy in Turkey, USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
Audio of the chilling graphic details of the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi has been released. A Turkish journalist claims he's heard the recording, and Khashoggi's last words were, "I'm suffocating. Take this bag off my head." It took 7 minutes for him to die with the plastic bag on his head and 15 minutes to cut up the body.
This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The Jim Acosta situation not fading away. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes from Washington, D.C.
President Trump took questions from reporters, and one was about CNN's Jim Acosta, who had his press credentials revoked by the White House, the president hinting in his response he might take similar action against other reporters. Meanwhile, CNN may be preparing a lawsuit against the White House for suspending Acosta's pass. Former ABC White House correspondent Sam Donaldson says CNN has sued the Trump administration and that he's been asked to submit an affidavit, though the cable network says so far no decision on a lawsuit's been made. And according to Representative Adam Schiff, once in control of the House Intelligence Committee, Democrats will look at whether or not the president's abused his power by targeting leading press organizations.
NASCAR's second-to-last race taking place on Veterans Day just outside Phoenix, Arizona. USA Radio's Tim Berg at the event.
Kyle Busch won the Can-Am 500, which was held at ISM Raceway just outside of Phoenix, Arizona. I had a chance to catch up with Joey Logano, driver of the number 22 Pennzoil Ford, and ask him what it means for him to be racing on Veterans Day weekend.
That's special. Anytime, I think any way we can honor our military is what's the most important thing, you know. And like I said, the sport takes a minute to stop and recognize our military, not just this weekend, but every week, because it's the reason why we race, the reason why we can race.
From ISM Raceway for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.